Triple Team Traffic. Back to the traffic center. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Brian, northbound 15, there's a crash in Draper now near 123rd South, causing a 10 to 12 minute delay all the way back to the Bluffdale exit. Actually, might be more to 15 now, but you'll also hit stop and go crossing 90th South, some additional from 33rd South into downtown. Southbound 15 still affected by a crash near 7400 South, where 215 and 72nd merge onto the main flow heading towards Sandy. Eric Butler.
Yeah, more lanes open up now northbound I-15 at the accident just before Pleasant Grove Boulevard in Utah County, but that doesn't mean you've got much alleviation of slowdowns. It's still pretty crummy drive from 800 North all the way up there. Very slow, and I've also got additional slowing on some of the alternate routes like Geneva Road, and not so much on State Street. You might want to try that. Heather?
We've got some problems up in Davis County, and KSL traffic trooper Steve lets us know less about it.
I'm getting off at Farmington Lagoon, and it's stopped all the way back here.
Well, and that stop traffic is going to extend all the way down to just before the Parish Lane exit in Centerville. That is due to a crash blocking the right lane and shoulder. Multiple vehicles on the scene there. Once you get past it, you'll see a few more brake lights heading into downtown Salt Lake. Michael McLean invites you to the 25th anniversary tour of The Forgotten Carols. Join Michael, the cast, and full choir in Ogden, Salt Lake, and Orem. Tour dates and tickets at ForgottenCarols.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9 with a 7-day forecast. Here's Grant in the KSL.